朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我所要给你的是世界不能给你的。
What I'm giving you is what the world cannot give you.
金和银我虽然没有，我给你的东西远胜金银。
Gold and silver I have none, but what I give you surpass these things.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这个 conviction 充足的信心要在我们里面。
Friends, just this conviction, this full assurance needs to be in our hearts.
你得不到，我也知道那是一件大事。
And you cannot obtain it. It's a big thing to me.
那是一个大悲剧。
It is a big tragedy.
你得到了，那是一个大喜事。
If you can lay hold of it, it's a great.Joy.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
And brothers, we ask the Lord to keep us.
而爱能够让我们胜过所有的惧怕。
And love is able to help us to overcome all fear.
真正的爱的里面，让我们敢面对挫折，面对拒绝。
And true love will allow us to face resistance and face things that are wrong.
你知道吗？要喂小孩子喝中药，那是很辛苦的事，对不对？
And to feed a kid medicine or Chinese medicine is something very, very difficult.
可是如果你知道这个要真正医的多少的人，就是针对他的病，他再生你的气，你都还要叫他吃的。
But if you know that this medicine will heal the child, no matter how angry he becomes, you will feed it to him.
你如果是医生的话，别人长了癌症或者盲肠发炎快溃烂，你要为他动手术。
If you're a doctor, somebody who has cancer or who has infection inside, you will have to operate.
不管他怎样哭得歇斯底里，他骂你，他气你，你还是为他动。
No matter how much they weep, how much they scold you and curse you, you still have to perform the operation.
你知道他需要。
Because you know he needs it.
那个爱让你胜过被他误会，被他拒绝，被他顶撞。
And this love will allow you to overcome the misunderstanding and his resistance.
因为我们知道这个东西太重要了。
Because you know how important it is.
不是一件可有可无得着更好的事情。
It's not something that is very casual you can have or do without.
而是不可以少的。
But it's the one thing that they cannot do without.
而且不能拖的。
And it cannot be delayed.
因为每一个人的明天都不在我们手上。
Because everybody's tomorrow is uncertain. It's not in our hands.
我记得我上次跟你们讲过，我那次怕跟一个山地人传福音。
And I told you one time I was afraid of sharing with a native.
我十几岁，他那么高高大大的成人，长得壮得不得了，黑黑的。
I was a teenager and he was fully grown and very, very muscular and kind of dark.
我跟着他后面跟着不知道多久，我都不敢传福音给他。
And I was falling behind him. I want to share, but I was afraid to share.
主一直把一个负担放在我的里面，要我传福音给他。
But the Lord said, share the gospel.
到最后，我真的是求主帮助我。
And at the very end, I said, God help me.
我说主我不行
God I cannot
我不敢
I dare not
我不会
I don't know how
我所有的理由都出来了
I have all the reason I displayed it beforehand
而且我正在考期末考我说我没空
And I was right at the finals And I said I don't have the time Lord
七个原因都可以找得出来
And all seven reasons I had them
当我在这里跟神呼求的时候
But I called on to the Lord
突然一下子主耶稣的爱临到我的身上
And the love of Jesus came upon me
那是我这一生里面第一次从耶稣的角度去看一个人的灵魂
It was the very first time in my life thatI was able to look at a man's soul from Jesus' perspective.
你们突然看说，如果今天耶稣在这里，他会让这个人走掉吗？
And I said, if Jesus was standing right here, would he let this man just walk away?
这个人走掉以后，如果没有听见福音，他进了手术房，他出得来吗？
This man, when he walks away, he enters into the operation room. Can he come out?
因为主的爱一下子充满在我的里面。
And the love of Christ filled me all of a sudden.
害怕不在了。
The fear went away.
哎呀，我冲上去，我跟他传福音。
I ran up to him and I shared the gospel to him.
他信了。
He believed.
而且他真的信了。
And he really believed.
因为过来我还过来两三天我还跑回去看他。
And next, the following 2 days, I went and visited him.
然后不久他就送进手术房，他脑子里面长了毒瘤。
And soon he was sent into the operating room because he had a tumor in his brain.
他再也没有醒过，后来死掉了。
He never woke and he died.
弟兄姊妹，多少人的明天不在我们的手中，也不在他的手中。
Brothers and sisters, so many of the people's tomorrows are not in their hands and it's not in our hands.
爱让我们胜过惧怕。
But love helps us to overcome fear.
我记得以前也跟弟兄姊妹讲过，有一次我参加一个 seminar.
And I shared with brother and sister that one time I went to a seminar.
那个讲员在那里讲的时候。
And the speaker was speaking that day.
他放出来一个 project 一个图画。
And he showed everyone this scene, and he projected.
有一个很幸福的家庭，里面一家人围着餐桌在那边聊天。
And there was a very happy family. They gathered around the dinner table. They were just talking very casually.
然后在房子外面一个小院子篱笆外面有一个年轻很害羞的年轻人站在那里。往里面看
and outside of their picket fence there was a little boy very very shy was looking through the window
他说我们很多人都像这个年轻的孩子一样我们不敢进去传福音
a lot of the little boy just like this little boy we dare not go inside the house
他们是一家人我们不认识我怎么好意思去传呢
what a wonderful family I really don't know them how do I go and share with them
然后他再用另外一张 transparency overlap 这个重叠在刚才放的那一张上
and on top of that projection he took another transparencies and overlapped that the first one.
我们坐在底下人都看到那个房子的上面熊熊烈火出来了。
And all of a sudden, we see a huge fire on top of the roof.
里面的人还在那里一样讲话，因为他们不知道。
And the people inside the house, they continue to have their casual conversation because they did not know.
他问我们说，如果你是外面的这个年轻人，你这个时候会不会进去？
And then he asked us, if you were this young man outside looking at the house, would you go in now?
弟兄姊妹，我们会进去。
Of course, all of us would go.
那个爱让我们胜过惧怕。
The love helps us to overcome fear.
弟兄姊妹，连外面的不认识的人或是生活的遭遇，我们都会有这样子的反应。
And people that we do not know, when we see such a circumstance, we will respond that way.
不要说是永远的审判啊。
Not to say eternal judgment is at hand.
那另外一个帮助我们克服不怕传的。
And the other thing that helps us to overcome fear.
要接受真理的装备
to receive the equipping of the truth.
所以我们不仅仅不怕传，也不乱传。
And not only are we not afraid to share the gospel, but we would not speak falsely.
我们传给他们的是真正的福音。
And what we preach to them is the true gospel.
我们也是真的在这里传福音。
And we're really working diligently sharing the gospel.
不会像我们跟外邦人在一起吃饭，不好意思谢饭，假装擦擦眼睛啊，然后就谢饭完了。
It's not like when we're eating with people who are non-believers and we need to pray and give grace and we take off our glasses and pretend we're wiping the glasses and we gave thanks.
很多时候我们跟福音朋友在一起，心里面不安啊，随便挤了两句话，我们就交代了事了。
And when we're gospel friends, we'll squeeze out a couple of words. Okay, I'm done.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正好好被装备。
And brothers and sisters, if we're really equipped,
让我们真认识我们所信的是什么。
If we really know what we're believing in,
然后我们在爱的里面。
Then in love,
我相信我们敢去传。
I believe we have the boldness to share.
就连一个小孩子，他有一次出去传福音单张的时候。
And just like a little kid, one time he went out to pass out tracts.
他发给这个马路上的人。
He gave it to everybody who was walking by on the street.
有一个大人一看福音单张，气得就把它捏成一团丢在地上。
There was an adult that saw it and he saw it was a gospel tract. He crumpled up the paper and just threw it.
当那个大人气愤愤要走的时候
and when that adult was in a tremendous anger, when he was walking away,
他突然听见后面这个小男孩带着哽咽的声音对他讲了一句话
and he heard a small voice, a trembling voice, from this child that was behind him.
他说叔叔
he said, uncle,
在地狱里面再也没有福音单张了。
In hell, there's no more gospel tracts.
哎呀，突然这句话摸到这个人了。
And this word touched this man's heart.
就是那一个小小的孩子，他相信他所信的。
This little boy, he believed what he, he knows what he believes in.
没有什么高言大志。
He did not have any, wonderful words, high words.
一个真实的爱。
As a true, sincere love.
也简单的相信他所信的。
And he simply believed what he knew.
叫一个刚硬的大人心被折下来。
And he has softened a heart of stone.
弟兄姊妹，希望主帮助我们，让我们不要怕。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord help us not to be afraid.
第四方面让我们不怕的，就是我们先开始找人跟我们一起配搭来传。
And fourthly, to overcome this fear, we can find companions in the We can share together.
尤其我们小组一起传，或两个两个出去。
Particularly in small group sessions or two by two, we go out.
一个在回答问题，在传的时候，另外一个为他祷告。
One is answering questions, the other one pray.
然后求主再把更好的话赐给我们。
So Lord, give us better words.
弟兄姊妹，两个人。配搭起来，弟兄姊妹那个力量。
Brothers and sisters, two by two, when we co-work together, the strength that we possess.
让我们里面不被害怕。
We will not be afraid inside.
第二方面呢， 菲律宾的教会他们不仅仅传福音。
And the second aspect, the church of Philippi, not only did they share the gospel.
所以我说叫不只是传。
Not only preaching the gospel.
菲律宾书一章二十六节保罗说你们行事为人与基督的福音相称。
And Paul says, walk in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊就是我们不光只是传。
And brothers, it's just that we're not just preaching the gospel.
我们更是活出我们所信的福音。
But we are living out the gospel that we believe.
所以我说我们每一个人都是最好的福音单张
So I say every person you are the best gospel track
保罗说你们就是基督的书信
And Paul says you are the epistles of Christ
好借着神的灵所写成的
Written by the spirit of God
弟兄姊妹啊主在我们每一个人身上都有故事的
Brothers and sisters the Lord has a story to be told in all of your lives
主在我们生命中的所有的改变都是美丽的见证
In the midst of all the transformation that is taking place in your life is a wonderful testimony
福音在我们身上所产生的果效就是一个活活的
And the fruit that is bear through the gospel in your life, it's a living track.
所以人不光要听福音，人也要看到福音。
So not only does people want to hear the gospel, they want to see the gospel.
所以当这个在约翰福音那边记载到那个瞎眼的人。
So the gospel according to John, when it records about the blind man.
他刚得救，他有一个很好的见证。
Right when he was saved, he had a wonderful testimony.
他说耶稣到底是不是个罪人，我还不知道，因为他对很多真理不清楚。
He said, whether this man's a sinner, I do not know. He did not know too much of the truth.
他说有一件事情我知道。
But he said, one thing I know.
从前我是瞎眼的，现在我可以看见。
I was blind, but now I see.
所以福音不是光只是一个道理，只是一个传的东西。
So the gospel is not merely a doctrine, something that we say by word.
它是一个活生生的见证。
It's a living testimony.
它是一个真实生命的改变。
It is a true transformation of life.
它是一个荣美的生活的见证。
It's a testimony of a beautiful life.
所以保罗劝我们要在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的馨香之气。
So Paul says, let the fragrance of Christ be immersed from you no matter where you go.
这个香气能够叫人死，能够叫人活。
This fragrance will bring life, also death to man.
所以主耶稣也讲到一个最简单的比喻，就是你们是世上的盐，世上的光。
So the Lord gave the best analogy. He says, you guys are the salt, you are the light of the world.
这两个东西是最频繁、最常见，而且是最明显。的影响力的一个例子。
These two things are the most ordinary, also very, very easily seen in our daily lives.
我们在座很少有一个人能够一整天离开光、离开眼的，你一定都跟他接触的。
Seldomly does anyone have anything, they do not come in touch with light or salt in any single day.
它是一个最平凡、最常见到的事情。
It's a very ordinary thing, something that is very common in life.
而它的影响力是最显著的。
But its influence is the most apparent.
不信的话，你们家不管是老公做菜，这个姊妹做菜，今天晚上不要加盐。
If you don't believe me, tonight when you eat, don't put any salt in your food.
今天例外哈，今天不加盐日。
Today, particularly special, tonight in your meals, don't add salt to your food.
为了要教育教育你的家人。
So that you would teach everyone in the family.
他一定发现。
They will discover.
有盐没盐一定发现。
Whether the food is seasoned with salt or not, you will discover it.
有光没有光马上发现。
Whether there is light or there is no light, everybody will know it.
弟兄姊妹我们不能只是传。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot just preach with words.
不能只是在理性跟人 argue, 跟人辩论。
We cannot just argue and debate in the realms of the mind and the thoughts.
我们所做的我们所行的我们所事的都在传福音。
But what do we do? Who we are sharing the gospel.
有一年我跟念慈姊妹到东岸去。
One time, Sister Nancy and myself went to the East Coast.
我们在 Philadelphia 有一个医生接待我们先到他的诊所，然后那天晚上住他家，因为我们开始有一个退休会。
We went to Philadelphia. We went to his clinic, and we also rested at his house before we went to the conference.
那这个弟兄呢，他整个的，这他是一个医生，他整个的生活就是为了福音。
This brother, he is a doctor, but his entire livelihood is for the sake of the gospel.
他为了挑他医生诊所。他说只在教会方圆五个 block 里面他来 找地方。
And when he looked for his office or select a clinic, he said he only found those places that's within a five square or five mile radius.
那个 five miles 里面。
Five mile radius within the church, where the church is.
然后呢他因为有很多这个偷渡客来到这边。
because there are a lot of people that are,
他是一个小儿科医生呢，所以很多人没有保险。
Illegal immigrants that were come to the States and they don't have insurance.
所以他为了福音的缘故，他常常都不收钱。
And for the sake of the gospel, he would not take their money.
他宁可在别的时间有时候去 work overtime 有一些收入，但是在他的诊所的里面有太多的人没有保险，他免费看他们。
And he'd rather go and earn his livelihood some other means, but while he was in his clinics, he would give free services.
当然这个不能成为他诊所的规定，但是他私下他只要他聘请的这些帮忙的这些同工们啊，就是这个医院诊所里面的这些人全都是基督徒。
But this is not the general rule within their clinic, but as long as among his co-workers, they're all Christians.
他们早晨第一件事情全部一起祷告。
And the very first thing, when they all come to work, they come together and they pray.
他们要为着今天所有接触的病人先祷告。
They first pray for all the patients that will come in today.
他整个心就是要把福音传给他们。
Their entire purpose, all their heart, is that they will share the gospel.
他说在他手下看过的这些孩子们至少3000个啊，就是他的平常的诊。
He's among his patients, all these children, there's at least 3,000 that's gone through the clinic.
弟兄姊妹，这就是在生活的里面把福音的使命融合在我们的工作，融合在我们的 daily life.
Brothers and sisters, this is taking the commission of the gospel and mingle it in our daily lives.
我上次也讲过一个眼科医生，他去试验，不是他这个验光师，他不是放那个圆圈圈哪边缺口让人家来认的。
An optometrist, I also share with you guys, is also a brother.When he asks you to look at the charts and tell you what's the lettering on the chart.
他是打圣经经文叫人这样看念给他听的。
He would type out Bible verses and tell people to go and read the verses to him.
啊，神爱世人，甚至降他的独生子。
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
哎，弟兄姊妹，那病人也很喜欢他，所以也没有人 complain.
And the patients loved him because he was a great doctor. Nobody complained.
啊，我还知道一个弟兄，他说他这是我年轻的时候跟他在一起，他说他立志将来要当理发师。
And another brother.When I was younger, he said that he's determined to be a barber.
啊，或是当牙医，他说因为这是传福音最好的机会。
Or be a dentist, he said those are the best opportunities to share the gospel.
你知道吗？我每次出去看这个病哈，最怕碰到牙医，因为我没办法跟他传福音。
And I hate going to the dentist because every time I go, I can't share the gospel to him.
跟他讲了一半，他嘴巴张开，我就不能帮他。
And I would start sharing the gospel. He said, "Open your mouth."
那感谢主，现在给了我一个很好的基督徒的牙医。
So the Lord, I praise God, that God has given me a wonderful brother who's a dentist.
有时候看病，他可以跟我分享一些见证。
And while he is taking care of me, he could tell me some of his testimony.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们做什么，
但是是 no matter what we.
保罗说，无论做什么事情，他要与人同得福音的好处。
Paul says, no matter what he does, he wanted to gain the same benefit with those who he shared the gospel to.
凡我所行的，都是为了福音的缘故。
All that I
这句话了不起。
All that I do for the sake of the gospel.
我要与人同得这福音的好处。
These are great words that I may become heirs with those who are receiving this grace.
所以我们里面知道我们生活见证的重要，千万不要小看。
So brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon the testimony that can be seen in your life.
我记得大概两年多前，我们中间有一个姊妹叫 Judy 姊妹。
About 2 years ago, there's a sister in our midst. Her name was Judy.
她说她常常跟她在台湾的父亲传福音，她父亲都不信。
And a lot of times she would share the gospel with her father in Taiwan, but he would not believe.
她父亲生病的时候，她赶回台湾去。这么孝顺回去。
Her father was sick, and she rushed back to Taiwan.
可是当她一跟她爸爸传福音的时候，她爸爸就发脾气骂她。
And soon as she started sharing the gospel with her dad would just scold her and say, "Don't tell me these."
但是她就是一直迫切为她爸爸祷告。
But she just kept praying for her dad.
有的时候我们自己家人的见证，有的时候还反而不能够影响。
And a lot of times, our testimony at home cannot influence them.
因为他们就 take it for granted.
Because they all take it for granted.
但是她为她祷告的时候呢，她说很稀奇的事情。
But she said as she was praying, something very marvelous happened.
有一天她爸爸去看病的时候。
One day when her dad went to a doctor.
主给她预备了一个很好的计程车司机。
And the Lord prepared a wonderful cab driver.
她看完医生回家的时候。
And after had his doctor's appointment on his way home.
车子停在她家门口。
And the driver parked the car in front of the house.
计程车司机立刻下来帮她开门，扶她下来帮她提的东西。
And the cab driver came out of his seat, came open the door for him, and helped him out of the car and took his luggage.
一直把他送到家里面
and helped him all the way to the front door.
父亲非常感动。
Her father was greatly moved.
那个司机告诉他说要信耶稣，耶稣爱你。
And then the cab driver said, You need to believe in Jesus. Jesus loves you.
他女儿每次跟他讲，他就开始骂人家一对他好，这个司机对他好，他骂不出来，他很感动。
And every time his daughter would share the gospel, he gets upset and yells at her. But this cab driver said the same thing to her. He was touched.
而且过了两天，这个司机居然打电话跟他说：“老伯，我们教会有个福音聚会，我来载你去我们教会听好不好
？”And 2 days later, the same cab driver called him up and say, "Uncle, we have a gospel meeting at our church. Can I come and pick you up?"
结果他去了，他信主了。
He went and he believed.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这是基督徒哈。我们不要管我们自己的工作岗位是什么，我们在什么地方。
Friends, sisters, these are all Christians. They don't worry about what kind of job you hold and where you are.
我们福音活出福音的真实。
Live out the reality of the gospel.
这叫做不只是传福音。
This is what I said. Not only preaching the gospel.
就算我们是没有办法像保罗那样子说的啊，我不仅仅把福音给你们，我就算把我的命给你们。
Even though we can't say as what Paul has said that not only have I given you the gospel, I'm more than willing to give you my life because you are whom I love.
我们可能还没有传福音到像保罗这样子愿意把命给掉。
And we have not shared to the point where we're willing to give up our own lives.
就算我们没有办法像耶稣那样子真正为人给的命，在十字架上舍己。
Even if we cannot be like Jesus to truly lay down our lives upon the cross.
但弟兄姊妹，传福音最重要的一件事情。
But friends, this is the most important thing when we share the gospel.
不是说服他，折服他。
It's not to convince him and to break him.
弟兄姊妹，我们至少要让人家知道我们真正的关心他、爱他，因为耶稣爱他。
But they need to know that we really care about him and being Jesus loves him.
所以我们上次跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们跟别人传福音，不要急着把决志当目的。
And last time when we share, we say do not make this final decision as the purpose.
而是要让对方知道，他感受到在这里有神的爱。
But they would know and they would feel that God is here and God loves them.
我们真正关心他。
And we really care about them.
第三件事情，不停地传。
And the third things, do not stop preaching.
腓立比教会安慰保罗，因为他们从头一天直到如今，同心合意，兴旺福音。
The Philippians comforted the heart of Paul because from the very first day until now, they had one heart and one accord to share the gospel.
保罗自己立了一个最好的榜样。
Paul has set the best example himself.
他到各地去传福音。
He went all over the place to share the gospel.
他在马路上，在街上，在 shopping mall， 他就传福音。
While he was on the street, he was in the shopping mall.Share the gospel.
他被带到法官面前，在君王面前，他一样传福音。
He was taken to the brought before the judge, before the kings, and he also shared the gospel.
他下到监狱里面，他说，更是叫什么这。预言全军人都因为我的福音，因为我下的监狱得到祝福。
He was also sent to prison, and even the entire prison guards were saved because of his bondage.
他说我所受的捆锁是为了基督的缘故。
He says, my chains were for Christ.
他说我所遭遇的事情更是叫福音兴旺。
And the things that I have suffered has caused the gospel to prosper.
人可以被捆住。
Man can be bound.
福音的力量，福音的祝福在他身上永远不能被捆住。
But the power of the gospel and the blessing of the gospel cannot be bound by this flesh.
他到哪里去就像瘟疫一样。
No matter where he went, he was like a disease.
他是一个不停传的人。
He did not stop preaching.
弟兄姊妹，腓立比的教会效法他，从头一天直到如今，他不停。
And the church of Philippi imitated him, and they did not stop from the very first day.
所以我希望说，我们今年说同心合意兴旺福音，不是一个口号。
So when we have this desire to advance the gospel in one accord, it is not just merely a slogan.
也不是只是我们今年的目标。
It is not just the goal for this year.
它根本就是教会一直该有的使命。
It is the commission that the church of the Lord ought to have.
教会一直该有的见证
and a continual testimony.
我们要不停地传
We cannot stop.
因为福音能够影响人的命运
Because the gospel can influence and have a determination to the outcome of their life.
而且我们的福音直接影响到神旨意的完成上次我讲过
And our life has a direct effect as the fulfillment of the will of God.
我们负责忠心撒种
We be faithful in spreading the seed.
神负责叫它生长
God will be faithful in causing it to grow.
撒种是我们的责任
It is our responsibility to sow the seed.
得不得救在乎神。
Whether they are saved is of God.
就是忠心的传。
Just be faithful and share.
不管人怎么反对，忠心的传。
No matter how they respond, be faithful and share.
我听说以前John Wesley在传福音的时候。
I heard that John Wesley, when he was sharing the gospel.
他常常都是在露天啊，对上千上万人传福音。
He was in open air to thousands of people.
那时候有一个人，他只喜欢来教会唱诗歌，他不喜欢听到。
And there's somebody that only wanted to come to the church to sing, and he did not like to listen to the message.
他有时候甚至会打扰别人。叫别人 人不要听到。
And he would even interrupt others and say, hey, don't listen to this.
所以有一次张威斯利又来到他们那边在那边传福音的时候。
So one time John Wesley came to the same town.
他就爬到树上去了。
And he climbed onto the tree.
啊唱诗的时候唱。
And when they were singing, he was singing.
所以我们教会的 worship team 很重要。
So worship team were very important.
啊等到传道人上台了以后。
And when the speaker got up,
他们就在树上把耳朵这样遮起来。
And he went and stopped his own ear.
他自己不想听也故意让大家就让大家不要
And he did not want to hear, he distracted everybody from hearing as well.
那 John Wesley 凭着信心在那里传主的话。
And John Wesley, by faith, he continued to preach the word of God.
结果呢突然有一只蜜蜂还是苍蝇出现在他的鼻子面前一直绕一直绕一直绕。
And then all of a sudden a bee came out in front of his face and just wouldn't go away.
不是在这张威士忌在树上的那个人。
Yeah, the guy who was on the tree.
所以呢他后来搞烦了他就放下来打他一下。
So he was just very frustrated. He let go of his ears. He wanted to smack the bee.
张威士忌正好讲说凡有耳的就应当听。
And at the same time, John Wesley, all those who has ears, hear.
前面讲都没听到一放下来凡有耳的应当听。
He didn't hear a word that he was saying, but all of a sudden when he let go of his ear, John Wesley said, all those who have ears, listen.
听什么他就听了一下。
And all of a sudden said, what should I hear?
后来就信主了。
And then he believed.
弟兄姊妹啊你传就是了。
But sister, just speak.
福音乃是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
果效不是根据我们眼见来衡量。
And the fruit is not based on what you see.
哪里有福音被传出来神的大能就彰显了。
Wherever the gospel is preached, the power of God is revealed.
不管你我看到没有。
Whether you see it or not.
耶利哥城当神的百姓信而顺服地在那里绕城的时候。
The city of Jericho, as the people of God was faithful in surrounding the city.
前面不要说没有一块石头掉下来恐怕连灰尘都没掉下来。
Not to say one rock fell from the wall. They may not even see dust coming off the wall.
但是当神的儿女们每一次顺命而行的时候。
But every time when the children of God was obedient.
整个得胜的力量全都累积起来。
The victory, the strength of victory was accumulating.
仇敌瓦解的力量都在那里累积着。
The fall of the enemy is beginning to accumulate as well.
时间到的时候说倒就倒。
When the time is full, it will crumble.
所以在座为家人祷告的请你们千万不要灰心。
But sister, if you're praying for your relatives, for your family members, do not be discouraged.
要相信自己所传的。
Believe what you are preaching.
要相信自己所信的。
Believe, understand what you are believing.
我们勇敢地去传。
And be bold and share.
一点信心之火能够让整个能够燎原啊
！A spark can cause a whole fire to come into play.
我常常说，我们基督徒不要只做一个燃烧自己照亮别人的人。
And I often say, as Christians, don't just ignite yourself to enlighten others.
今天世界上能够做到燃烧自己照亮别人，已经很了不起了。
And it's already very wonderful that if you could set yourself ablaze.To set others, to bring others to light.
我希望我们基督徒不光是燃烧自己照亮别人。
And I pray that we're not just setting ourselves ablaze to give other people light.
我们也成为点亮别人的人。
But we become those who enlightens or open their eyes.
一个蜡烛去点燃了十个蜡烛，它一点不会减少它的火焰。
One single candle that lit 10 other candles will not diminish its power to illuminate.
而这十根火焰再出去各点着十根火焰的话，弟兄姊妹不会减少。
And when these 10 other candles that's been lit go and light 10 more candles, they will not lose the power of the
illumination.
But yet darkness will be driven out.
因为真光开始蔓延。
Because true light has come.
我们要兴起来为主发光。
We want to rise up and shine for the Lord.
全世界现在60亿人。
And there are 6 billion people in the world.
基督徒包括天主教徒大概20亿对不对
Christians including Catholics about 2 billion
还有40亿的人还没信主
4 billion has not yet come to Christ
你如果照这个宗教专家告诉我们的一个教会平均算100个人好了
And according to theologian they said okay their calculation each church let's say there's about 100 people
一个传道人他能够好好照顾的群羊也差不多平均是100个人
And a good shepherd a good pastor he could probably take care of about 100 people
弟兄姊妹你知道现在全世界还需要4000万个传道人或是教会
And we need 400,000 more pastors or churches
需要4000万
400,000
No, 40 million
I'm sorry, 40 million
4000万个教会或传道人现在需要为了要救这个世界上的人
40 million preachers and pastors that is needed to save this world.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们教会再不起来。
Brothers and sisters, if our church do not rise up,
如果我们再不为着神家的复兴祷告的话，
if we do not pray for the revival of the house of God,
弟兄姊妹， it's too late.
Brothers and sisters, it's too late.
很多人等好消息等不到，已经厌世了，已经自杀了。
People are waiting for good news and they wait so long they have not heard it. They committed suicide.
我们感谢主，让我们从原来的 Orange Avenue 搬到了 Bowers.
We thank God to allow us to move from Orange Avenue to Bowers.
我们从来没有一个人想要这么大的地方。
Nobody wanted a place this big.
我们在主里面这样子诚实的说，我们上上所有的长子，所有的同工，包括我们，我们没有一个人想到要这么大的地方。
All the elders, deacons, all the leadership, nobody can imagine or wanted something this big.
但神把这个地方给我们，不是让我们只是有更好的一个地方。
God has given us this place, not that we have a better facility.
因为外面需要太大了。
The outward needs are so great.
太多人需要耶稣了。
Too many people need Jesus.
太多人的生命里面需要被点亮。
Too many lives need to be brought into light.
肯不肯再把光点亮在人的心中？
Am I willing to go and kindle light in the midst of their lives?
把光点亮在那个家庭里面。
And to be kindled in that family.
我们原来 Orange Avenue 卖我们教会的这个教会啊。
The Orange Avenue, the
卖我们会所的这个教会。
The very beginning, the seller of this church right before we bought it.
这是传道人的口误，教会永远不能被卖的。
This is the problem with words because the church can never be sold and bought.
只有 facility 会所可以被卖。
This building, this facility, when it was being sold.
卖给我们的那个牧师 Brother Daniel.
And Brother Daniel, when he sold this building to us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，他是一个一天到晚到马路上去找 homeless people, 去传福音的人。
He was a man that walked about on the streets to look for the homeless and share the gospel.
所以我们原来在 Orange Avenue 的上一批的弟兄姊妹，他们传道人是到马路上把那些喝醉酒、吸毒的、无家可归的。
The brothers and sisters that occupied that place before us, they went out to look for those who were drunk, those who were homeless, and brought them to Christ. And they brought them into the house of God.
让他们得救,
that they would be saved.
教他们一技之长,
to teach them trades.
让他们在地上可以谋生,
that they would have a livelihood.
让他们的教会能够在主的面前起来为主做见证,
that their church may rise up and give testimony for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 他们给我们留下了很好的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, they set a wonderful example for us.
我希望我们也都在主的面前起来。
I pray that we all will rise up before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们都 go out.
Brothers and sisters, let everybody go out.
To save people.
Save people.
让他们整个人生因着基督的介入变得不一样。
That their entire life will be transformed because of Jesus Christ.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主。并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。